800. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this laid back Friday, December 27th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Kind of, I guess, taking a laid back approach overview of this year, 2024, as we head into the weekend. Monday, December 30th, wrapping up the final technicalities of wrapping up the lame duck session in Lansing. Basically done passing bills on us, sending them to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for signature. And just having time to reflect on everything we accomplished this year. The campaigns that we ran, some of us successful, some of us not. But we all learned a lot about ourselves, about our communities, about how to campaign, what to do, what to say, doors to knock, talking to people on their front porch, conveying a message. All about messaging and hard work. And the amount of time signs take to put up, talking to neighbors in the community, getting your message out, convincing them to vote for certain people, but also asking them to talk to their friends, their neighbors, their friends, people they go to church with on Sunday in the local community. I was sent a guide that I'm going to try every single day of 2025. I'm going to try to live my life by this guide for every day of our lives. It was sent to me by a pastor friend. And he said, Randy, I think this is a message that we need to remind people of as we head into the new year. Of course, you know, Tuesday will be New Year's Eve, Wednesday, January 1st. We have a New Year's Day show planned for you. I'm going to reach out and confirm that with Jerry Stewart. If not, I'll be live on the mic on New Year's Day. But the pastor sent this to me and he said, Randy, I want you to share this with your audience. He said, you know, you and your nine listeners need to hear this message and think about waking up every morning. I said, okay. He said, I'll send it to you. I said, yeah, Craig, please, please do so. Greatly appreciate it. The guide for everyday living. In the morning, when you wake up, first thing that this guide is asking us to do is to think about God. Thank God I'm alive. Thank you, God, for making it through another night of restful sleep. I'm starting my day with you. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about Jesus, God's only son that he sent to us on this earth to be human, to be like us, to have to deal with his community. Being Jewish, dealing with the religious leaders of the time, dealing with the Romans, occupying, controlling the Jews in Israel, in Jerusalem, the city at the time, wasn't of course called Israel at that time. But he was thrust into this world through Mary and Joseph. They began to raise him. And every morning, he woke up knowing exactly what his mission was, what he was called to do as a man on this earth. He had a mission. He knew exactly. He was told. He saw. He just knew in his inner being what his mission was. When you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is think of God, think of Jesus, what is your calling? What is your mission? What is it that you believe God has put you here on this planet for? Some of you are farmers. You also have a day job. You may go to your job during the day and come home. Perhaps you have an early dinner and then get out and farm and take care of your animals and do the things that you do while raising your children and being a husband and all the responsibilities that come with your household, paying the bills, trying to live your life the best you can. But stop and think about God when you wake up and your mission, your calling. Before anything else, let God have the first fruits of your time and your hearts every morning. Then set upon your day with this resolution. Do nothing that may offend God. Plan your day with this in your heart, that you're not going to say or do anything that would be offensive to God. Pastor told me, he says, Randy, I've listened to your show, and you're pretty harsh with politicians. I said, yeah, I feel a calling, Craig, that my mission, my calling is to hold them accountable. Vicki and I were joking at dinner last night as we were having our breakfast in Traverse City. And I said, you know, you start as county clerk a week from today. This coming Thursday, January 2nd, 10 o'clock in the morning, she starts the Antrim County government. She walks into the building, she walks into the commissioner's room, and before they are sworn in, Vicki starts with the agenda of saying the Pledge of Allegiance and asking one of the commissioners to offer an invocation, a prayer. She gavels them in by swearing them into office as the newly elected county commissioners for the next 4 years. She then accepts a nomination from the floor for a new chairman of the board and a new vice chairman, and then she passes the gavel over and becomes the clerk and starts taking the minutes of that meeting. Who gets appointed to what commissions, committees, assignments, things like that. I said, I'm going to hold you accountable, just like I hold every other politician accountable, every other elected official in the state of Michigan. She says to me jokingly, well, are you going to give me a break because I'm your wife? And I said, no, I'm going to hold you accountable twice as much as I do state representatives, state senators in Lansing. Oh, great. You never told me you were going to do that when I agreed to run for this office. We laughed. Be watchful of what you're going to do for that day to make sure that nothing you do offends God. Craig reminded me, he said, Randy, you personally attack these people. I said, no, actually, I don't. I attack their actions or inactions of being an elected official. When they're given a task to perform and they don't do it, I'm very, very, very angry. And I'm not supposed to be angry. They failed. They fell short of the mission. I should basically forgive them. But if it's somebody that maybe perhaps I really helped get elected, somebody that I promoted, somebody I endorsed personally, somebody I talked about on the radio, somebody that I really felt the community needed that person or group of people to be elected, I feel like I failed. And I'm angry that I failed. Craig said to me, don't feel that way. Holding anger, hatred toward people because of their failures or your failure to have them do what you thought God wanted them to do is not godly. So I apologize to this audience. I apologize to those politicians. I apologize to people listening, listeners, who felt I went over the top this past year of 2024. I truly believed in what we were trying to accomplish together was what God wanted. But obviously, God did not want certain things to happen. He has a better plan for us. He has a better plan for those people who maybe didn't get elected. We learned from it. We learned from our mistakes. And we know how to be better next time. At the end of the day, before you go to sleep, go over everything that you did for the day in your mind. Be prayerful. Perhaps pray on your knees or lay down in bed and think about your day. Go over everything and ask this simple question. Did I say or do anything today that offended God? Let us not allow our bodies to rest until our conscience is in complete peace and take comfort in your salvation. You will be forgiven for your mistakes. You will be praised for your good deeds. But know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. You are forgiven of all your sins, the ones you've done in the past, the ones you've done that day, and the ones you're going to do tomorrow. Just have peace. Thank God, and go to sleep. And start the whole thing over the next day. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Going to be reaching out to John Palmer. He is a pork farmer over in Onaway. Going to be vetting his product. Bacon, I'm thinking, John. Bacon and probably a small ham or ham steak, I think, would be the best way for Vicky and I to taste your pork and then talk to you about when your inventory will be available. He texted me, he says, I want to meet up and talk about it first. The truth is, I'm kind of scared. That's good. That's actually a good thing. Let me tell you why. Vicky ran for the very first time for county clerk. She made the decision, I'm going to run for this seat. I want to serve Antrim County. I want to restore election integrity. I want people to have faith in our voting here. I'm going to clean up the qualified voter files. We're going to stop being in the newspaper. 124% of our adult population is on Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files. The story came out just 2 weeks before the election. We were shocked. She did nothing to clean up the qualified voter files from 2020, where we made national headlines, world headlines, little tiny Antrim County, Michigan. Out of all the counties in the state of Michigan, out of all 83, they had to choose Antrim County to have the screw up occur and the headlines to be made, which led to the lawsuit being filed by Matt DiPerno on behalf of now deceased Bill Bailey, a patriot, conservative, good friend of ours. We love Bill and his wife, Renee. I'm the one that referred him to Matt DiPerno to file the lawsuit against Cheryl Guy, against the election process that took place in November of 2020 here in our county. She made the decision. She came home and said, I'm going to run. Well, being her husband, of course, okay, I'll be your campaign manager and I'll order the signs and I'll order the cards and we'll start putting up signs and start knocking on doors and talking to the people here in Antrim County. We covered the entire county. I know every road now in my county. I drove roads that I didn't even know existed. And we talked to people. We simply knocked on the door. Hi, our current clerk, Cheryl Guy, is retiring. My wife, Victoria Bishop's running. and she's going to clean up the qualified voter files, get rid of dead people and people who no longer live here so we can restore election integrity. Would you consider supporting and voting for her in the August 6th primary? That was the entire delivery of the pitch. Absolutely. You bet. Sure will. What's her name again? Victoria Bishop. Can I put up a yard sign? Absolutely. Put it right over there next to the driveway. Thank you. By the way, here's a business card. Put it in your wallet next to your driver's license. When you go to vote, you'll remember who to vote for. Oh, no, I'll remember. Bright yellow sign, black letters. She won the primary. She was the only name on the ballot. Cheryl Guy didn't like the fact that she won. She came out of retirement to do a writing campaign with the Democrats' support. Every House folks in Antrim County that had a Kamala Harris and a Lisa Slotkin sign for U.S. Senate had a write-in Cheryl Guy sign. Supposedly a Republican for 12 years here in our county was running with the Democrat signs. November 5th, the election was held. Vicky got 62%. Cheryl got 38%. We were outspent 6-1. And we beat her 2-1. It was a God thing. She got sworn in by the judge, Kevin Elsenheimer, who happened to be the judge on Bill Bailey's lawsuit from 2020 over the election screw-up that was done by Cheryl Guy. Vicky said, I don't want Cheryl to swear me in. I want Judge Kevin Elsenheimer to do it. He's a personal friend. I go back to 2010 with him when I ran against Howard Walker for state senate. Kevin said, sure, Vicky, I'd love, it would be my honor to swear you in. If you want to see the picture, just text me, Judge. The picture of Judge Kevin Elsenheimer with Vicky and myself over at the courthouse when she got sworn in. It made me think about things about this year, all that we've been through, where we're going in 2025, preparing for 2026. We need you guys to continue to be part of this family. We need new family members. We need to grow the family. We need more listeners. We need more sponsors. We need to be excited about living here in the state of Michigan. Following God's divine providence, leading us, directing us to do what we have to do, what He wants us to do. That is my goal for 2025. What information, how do we need to be educated and engaged this coming year, heading into 2026, absolutely critical election for the state of Michigan. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
In Northern Michigan, don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom?